So, I mean, this is only part of our staff at the moment, so.
Geophysicist Ingrid Johansson is still adjusting to life after the eruption. She and fellow scientists at the USGS Hawaii Volcano Observatory abandoned their Kilauea Summit headquarters last summer because of earthquakes and ash.
So honestly, this period has been really tough for us. We're a relatively small staff, and we're used to interacting with each other very closely.
The observatory is known worldwide as a leader in the study of active volcanoes. Johansson and her crew have been monitoring Kilauea's volcanic activity from different locations since the eruption.
So Kilauea is still adjusting to all of the changes that happened over this past summer. So it was a huge event, and in a way, the volcano is still recovering.
Last year on May 3rd, lava began spewing from a 4-mile-long fissure system on Kilauea's eastern flank. Pressure built up at the summit forced magma down into Puna.
We saw the collapses at the summit very much related to the eruption out in the lower East Rift Zone, so that we really need to consider the entire system of the volcano in making any type of forecast about what might happen into the future.
So could Kilauea erupt again? Johansson says scientists are seeing new magma refill volcanic chambers in the East Rift Zone. She says while there is no imminent threat, the fresh bed of lava serves as a reminder of the hazard posed by living on an active volcano.
The summer's eruption didn't change the hazard associated with living in each of those flow zones. So the people should continue to really consider those very seriously when making long-term plans.
Johansson and her colleagues have their own long-term plans of working together again. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi in Puna.